Hello, and welcome to the Knitting on the Run podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017, and this is episode 8. Welcome to any new listeners, and if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for joining us again. Segments this week include our giveaway, my visit to Stitches United, yay, FOs, whips, pattern stocking, and in the garden. Here we go. First up, giveaway. As you may recall, I'm giving away a copy of my Mommy's Tunic pattern, which was released a few weeks ago, and the winner of that is AllyCat2004, and that's Alicia from London, Canada. Congratulations! Alicia, go ahead and contact me via Ravelry. You have 30 days to claim your prize from the date that this podcast airs, and congratulations! And in On the Road, I went to Stitches United this weekend. Yay! It was so much fun. It was in Hartford, Connecticut. Stitches ran from Thursday to Sunday, but I was only able to go on Sunday. I went to the marketplace in the morning and had lunch there at the convention center. The food is pretty horrible. I'd recommend bringing your own or going somewhere else next time. And after lunch, I had a knitting photography class with the Sheba guys, which was so much fun. So, we'll start at the beginning. I did a little bit of shopping, which was exciting, so I do have a bunch of stash enhancement to share with you. I went and met Erin Lane from Erin Lane Bags. You might have heard of her on many other podcasts, such as the Knitmore Girls. She has some amazing patterns on her bags. They are so cute. Her sheeple bags are like sheep that act like people and do various things, and they design their own fabric. So they have some really cool stuff like Harry Potter sheep, Star Wars sheep. Yes, I got one of each of those. And I also got a Doctor Who Sheeple Notions case, and they are so cute, and they're really well made. I'll definitely put pictures in the show notes, and I think I've got pictures on just about everything I'm going to talk about in my Instagram feed, so you'll see them there as well. But holy moly, you have to see her bags. They are just a riot. I also met the Barmaids, another Knitmore's sponsor. And I got a Lolo bar in bergamot. Their stuff is lovely. It really is nice on the hands, and it doesn't wash off down the sink, which is really nice. For someone with me who's got dry skin, I put moisturizer on a million times a day, especially with changing diapers and whatnot. I really, really am enjoying their product quite a bit. And no, I am not sponsored by any of these companies. This is just my own opinion. I bought them with my own money, everything I'm talking about here. I also went to a Stunning String Studios booth and got some adorable stitch markers. I got Doctor Who and Star Wars. Yes, you are probably sensing a trend by now. The geek is strong with this one. Yes. But the markers are adorable. They are so cute. And my five-year-old wants them, but he can't have them. And the last place I went was Birdie Knits. I found somebody who hand-dyes cotton. I am so excited about this. As many of you probably know, I am highly allergic to sheep's wool. 20 minutes and I'm covered in hives from head to toe. It's not a pleasant thing. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I do not get to play with any of that fun, merino or BFL or any of those lovely things that most of y'all talk about on podcasts and forums and whatnot. I can touch it for a second and hand it back to you. That's about all I can do. Otherwise, I'm risking some really, really nasty stuff. So to find somebody who does all those really cool speckles and ombres and hand dyes and, you know, really unique dyeing with cotton. Hashtag not allergic. Oh my goodness. Yes, I am beyond excited. You probably tell I was bouncing up and down telling my husband about this. I will definitely be ordering from her again. It's also just a really nice cotton yarn, you know, to begin with. But the color. All those gorgeous colors you see on the wools. Someone made them with cotton. And there's the baby. Hang on, folks. And we're back. Yep, someone is trying to avoid nap time. Fun times. I waited as long as I could. Thought he was down. But hey, we'll see if I can squish the rest of this in before he makes too much of a fuss. After I did my shopping, I went to a knitting photography class with the Sheba guys. I had so much fun. Those guys are awesome. And I learned so much. That class was worth every penny. Seriously. And it was too short. We could have stayed there for another hour or two easily and just soaked up that much more knowledge. I will definitely be taking a class from them again. I thoroughly enjoyed it. More than my money's worth. I loved it. We learned about photographing knitwear flat and on people. What you should do, what you shouldn't do. And the funniest part, I ended up being a model for some of the photography shoots we were practicing, and that was a total hoot. And if you know me, then you know I am so not a model. I maybe spend 5 minutes on my hair and makeup in the morning. You know, I'm home with two young kids. This is not my normal kind of thing, but it was just a riot, and it was so much fun. I really enjoyed it, and I learned so, so much. I know I'm saying so 3 million times here, but I'm just running out of adjectives, and I need more caffeine, so we'll work with it for today. So yes, I will be going back to Stitches United next year. Most assuredly, I really enjoyed my time there. I had a lot of fun. Next year, I'm hoping maybe get a hotel room for one night and take a couple different classes, but oh, I loved it. I'm definitely thrilled with my experience there. On to FOs. I do have two FOs this week of a sort. I've mentioned the past several episodes, the linen sweaters I'm working on. It's actually a design I originally made for my mom several years ago. I'm just wrapping up the design process now. And they're now finished, as the knitmores would say. I did the knitting a couple weeks ago for each, but they now both have the grosgrain ribbon and the buttons installed. I had to finish them for the knitting photography class, actually. Our only homework was to bring something to photograph, so I figured, well, this is the pattern I'm currently working on. Let's bring this to photograph, and I ended up modeling one of the sweaters for quite a while while we were practicing taking pictures of each other, and that was great fun. On to whips. I've been working on the Tanwen scarf by Thayer Priest. I'm working on that in Barocco Remix, which is a recycled blend of silk, cotton, linen, nylon. I'm working on that on size 8 needles. It's a tweedy mixture, which is great. For those of us allergic to wool, we actually get to work with tweed. And it's a cabled pattern. I'm really enjoying it. I did run into one problem, though, which was really interesting. I've worked with this yarn many times before. I've designed in it before. I like this yarn a lot, and I'm knitting it on my, I was knitting it, I should say, on my Carbon's needles, but there's something about this yarn and these needles that just do not go well together. And I've encountered that a few times, but this yarn is really grippy, and I guess that the carbon fiber is grippier than I give it credit for, because I couldn't do it. My hands were hurting. I had to finally transfer the pattern over to a pair of old cheap metal needles. I got them at Joann's when I first started knitting. I mean, that's how old these things are. But it's just so much nicer in my hands. So you never know. Your good needles may not work with the yarn you want to work on. So always be careful and test knit. And so do a gauge swatch, which I did not. Yep, owning up to that here. But I figured I'd work with this yarn. I know how it behaves. I know what size needle I get to get the gauge I want. Yeah, well, whatever. I'm now on new needles. So live and learn. My other works in progress are the Green Hitchhiker in the Valley Yarns Greylock, which is 100% cashmere. I am now up to, I think, 10 points done. The cashmere is making my hands itch a little bit, so I can only knit for about 15 to 20 minutes at a time, and then wash my hands, and then work on something else. I'll go do something else and come back to it. It's, you know, I'm not breaking out in hives after 15, 20 minutes like I would with a sheep's wool, so that's a bonus. But I do have enough time to work on maybe a point or so. It's now getting to the point where, you know, that might not be enough time to do an entire point. If you've looked at the Hitchhiker shawl, you know it's a series of like steps or points. So we'll see. But, you know, yarn, it's garter stitch. It's easy to read. It's not like you can lose your place. So that's good. I have another new whip, a new cast on. I cast on a pink Hitchhiker shawl, same pattern. And this is the second of four hitchhikers that I'm making for some family friends that are dear to me, one of whom is very sick. I'm working on this in an Ultra Pima Fine in a Bray Pink, and that's a sport weight yarn, not a fingering weight. So I've tweaked the pattern. I'm not going to give away the secret sauce, but I'll just say that I am doing a 6-row repeat instead of an 8-row repeat, and leave it at that. On to pattern stocking. No new patterns that I'm particularly enthralled with this week. But I do want to quickly issue... Oh, and here we have a cameo from the cat. Hello, Dubs. Hi. Yes, nice to see you too. Can I please finish recording? Thank you. Stop hitting the microphone. I do want to issue a quick correction. Last week, I was talking about this Changing Staircases shawl, which I still love, by the way. It's still sitting in my cart in Ravelry. But I wanted to share it was Danielle Brown, not Deb Brown, who had the really beautiful colorway on Instagram that I was looking at, DM Brown. And I love what she's doing. So, sorry, Danielle. I don't know why I was convinced your name was Deborah. I am so sorry. On to In the Garden. New England in April. The weather's kind of like a case of whiplash at the moment. It'll be 40 and raining, and then 78 and sunny, and then back and forth. We've sort of had maybe 70% of the 40 and raining, and then interspersed with 75, 78 and sunny, so it's really crazy. Haven't got out in the garden much. Lots and lots of rain, which is really strange considering we had a drought the past 2 years. A drought severe enough that local towns were asking people to shower less. It was, I know it didn't get the national coverage that California got. We weren't that bad, but it was pretty bad around here. Some of the local lakes actually dried up, which was really scary. So we're having lots of rain now. Instead, we've had, I think, 6 inches of rain this April. We normally get like 3.5 or 4. So that's a plus at least. Hi, kitty. Yes. Hi, Dubs. We did plant some more seedlings. I think that's the last of our seedlings for this year. So those are done. They're under the grow lights in the spare room. And the earlier seedlings are getting really big. I'm going to have to start transplanting them soon. There's a few that actually need to get out in the garden. They're ready to go. But with all the rain, I didn't want them to really drown. We have very clayey soil in our yard. So you kind of got to be careful in transplanting seedlings if there's too much water. But otherwise, doing pretty good. Also got a new door closing, don't want to say mechanism, it's more like I bought a, what do they call those little round things you put around a post to help hold up a fence and you can clamp over to it. I've jury-rigged a door closing mechanism with two of those, because we have a deer fence. We have a lot of white-tailed deer up here in New England. They're everywhere. If you check my Instagram feed, you can see one eating my raspberry bush a couple nights ago, or a couple mornings ago, I should say. So yeah, we have a 4-foot-high deer fence. Hi, Dubs. Yes, Kitty is helping here. We have a 4-foot-high deer fence around our entire vegetable garden, because otherwise everything would get eaten. And a rabbit fence around the bottom foot or two to keep the smaller critters out. So yeah, gardening around here, it's always interesting, but I suppose every place has their own wildlife challenges and their own interesting weather patterns. Yes, hi, Dubs. Well, Dubs says hello. Hi. You gonna come say bye-bye? Time to sign off. No? No? Hi. Go say bye-bye. Yeah, so now that it's time to sign off, and I'm trying to get him to talk to the microphone. He's ignoring me. Oh, here he comes. Well, we get a purr. I suppose that works. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful week, and keep something good in your needles. Bye-bye. This has been the Knitting on the Run podcast. Show notes can be found at knittingontherun.podbean.com. You can find me on Ravelry as Windswept Monique, on Twitter as Windswept DES, on Instagram as Windswept Knits, or you can email us at podcast@windsweptdesignsonline.com.